had hope of Christ in this world only, we'd be of all men most miserable. Now let's stop there for a minute.
Wasting our time.
In this world. But my hope's not just of Christ in this world. My hope's in Christ over in heaven.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it goes right on and on. He never leaves us, Brother Junior. But my hope is Christ. My hope is Christ. See, people quote that scripture and they say, well, you just got hope in this world only of Christ? Christ is never going to leave you. Going to be with you, right with you. You're going to go right. He's going to come on a cloud and he's going to get you and take you home. No, there's no stops on that. It's a one-way ticket. And there is no... one time I rode a bus from here to Fort Dix, New Jersey, and I thought we'd never get to that place. We stopped at every cow path, every town. But this cloud ain't going to stop nowhere. Not going to stop anywhere. I'm thankful to be here. I'm glad to be alive today that we might serve Him. I talked about this at church Sunday, and I talked about Brother Junior. And I get disturbed about the scriptures often. Maybe you all don't. I do. I really do. Sometimes I don't even know how to come in or go out. But just a little bit, not much. Paul, it's in the book of Galatians, first chapter. I love my Bible, Brother Junior, and I love His Word. And I'm not full grown in the Word like I'd like to be, and I will not be when I'm dead and gone. When I'm dead and gone, I won't be. We're not going to spend too much time on it, just a little bit. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised Him from the dead. And all brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you, peace from God and Father, the Father, and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for our sins that He might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I marvel that you are so soon removed. Now he was marveled at that, Brother Fred. That you are so soon removed from Him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. We're going to get into something here, and I'd hope and pray that God will bless it, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Do we see that today?
No.
Do we see that everywhere, Brother Junior? Everywhere you go, you see this. Would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though... Now listen to this. Now we're going to stop here. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Amen. Now, we're not supposed to... What gospel are we supposed to be preaching?
Jesus Christ.
The gospel of Christ.
Jesus Christ.
The gospel of Jesus Christ. How many other gospels do you hear being preached? All over this world, Brother, they're preaching gospels. But he plainly says... But though we are an angel from heaven preaching the other gospel unto you that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. What was Paul coming preaching to them? What was he come preaching, Brother Junior?
Repentance.
The grace covenant.
Grace covenant.
He was preaching Christ to them. That's what he was doing. What did he immediately do, Brother Junior? He began to preach Jesus to them, didn't he?
Absolutely.
That's what we're supposed to be preaching, brethren, is Jesus Christ. The gospel, brethren. Jesus Christ, the gospel. And there is a gospel that's not a gospel. Mm-hmm. What did it say? If there be one to come among you that preach any other gospel.
Any other gospel. Must be another one.
Must be another one.
Amen.
Bid him not Godspeed.
That's right.
Right, Brother Junior?
That's right.
And what else do? Shake the dust off his feet.
Yeah. Witness against him.
Yes, sir, brethren. This world is full of gospels, Brother Buster. That's not the gospel. Satan, brother, that's all over this world, Brother Roger. And we say before you, so I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For I do now persuade men or God Or do I seek to please men? Oh boy, do we see that. Oh boy, do we see that. Are we seeing that today, Brother Corbett? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, what, brethren? What, people? I should not be, what? A servant of who? Of Christ, Brother Junior. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was taught it, but by the revelations of Jesus Christ. Brother Junior, you was revelated Sunday to preach. That's the reason you preached.
Yeah, no doubt.
It wasn't because you went down and had this made up.
No.
Brother Jim, what does revelation mean? It means to be revealed.
Be revealed to you.
It was revealed to him, Brother Corbett.
Yes, sir.
Who has Christ been revealed to?
Amen.
Who has he been revealed to? Every man and every woman shall know him. Everyone shall know him, Brother Bryan. Not one man will have an excuse, Brother Junior,
no,
to say that I did not know about Jesus.
He didn't come to me.
Amen.
Because he come to me, and God being no respecter of persons, he will come to the next one.
Yes, amen.
There is no doubt, Brother John, that Jesus will come to my son. There is no doubt, Brother Kenny, that he'll come to your wild son. But whether he will take heed unto that light, I do not know. But I can tell you something, brethren. If you walk into a dark room and you turn the light on, what flees, Brother Junior?
Darkness.
What leaves, Brother Junior? The darkness has to flee. Why does it have to flee? Because the light is greater than that darkness. The light is greater than that darkness. You walk into a room and you turn the light on, it automatically illuminates. And darkness has to go. Now, even nature will teach you, Brother Junior. All right, when Christ comes in, Sister Ken, the darkness has to flee. It cannot stay. It cannot stay. But here's the problem, Brother Keith. The light will shine to every man and to every woman. But when you leave that room and you turn the light out, what happens, Brother Junior?
Darkness returns.
And darkness returns because of why? Because the light is not there. And if the light will shine unto you, but if you ask not the light to come in and stay,
amen,
darkness will be there, Brother Junior. Darkness will be there. Darkness cannot stay where there's light stays. But when the light comes, who is the light, Brother Junior? Who is the light? Christ and I was the light of the world. But now I'm going away, and ye are the light of the world. Who's he talking to, Brother Buster? He's talking to the Christian people. I don't know where I'll preach or not, but I have that on my mind. Brother Junior, the light is still shining today. And I want you to know, Brother Lon, how long will it be when the light goes out? And somebody said the light ain't never going to go out. But it is, Brother Junior. The light's going to fade away. Somebody said, why? You mean from where? From this earth, Brother Fred. Somebody said, I don't believe the light will ever leave. But I believe it will. Because when he steps off the throne, Brother Junior, the light will never shine to no man again. Whether they believe that or not, it's still the truth, Brother Fred. Somebody said, well, I'll have all these other years to repent, Brother Fred. But I want you to know, Brother Keith, that you not have all them other years to repent, Brother Junior, because I want you to understand, Brother Fred, that when he steps off the throne, Brother Junior, that a time will be no more, brethren, today. Yeah! yesterday belong. I'm not worried about the light quit shining because I've already got the light today. And I want you to understand, you all pray just for a minute of time. And I want you to know, the Bible said like this, Brother Junior, he made the greater light to do what? To rule the day. And he made the lesser light to rule the night. And Brother Junior, and I want you to know today that it won't be long, Brother Brian, until you're calling into it today. Yesterday, brethren, and you're the Lord, Brother Keith. Yes, I do. Because he's the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And I want you to know that he's the greatest thing that ever happened to this world, Brother Fred. Today, I want you to understand, Brother Keith, why do you love him? Because that he first loved me today. Yesterday, Brian, and greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And Brother Lon, is the light still shining here today? And Brother John, it's still shining today. Who's shining the light, brother? And today, we're shining the light for Jesus everywhere we go. Oh, Brother Leroy, I'm glad today that I can shine the light. And I'm glad I can be your servant, brother. And Brother Fred, I love him today. And he's my meat and drink, brother. And he walks with me when I walk. He talks with me when I talk. And today, but most of all, and Brother Buster, and he listens to me when I ask him something, and Brother Kenny, and he's always got the answer for me. You know what? Because there ain't a problem, and Brother Lana, that I go to with him that he can't handle. And you know what? Sister Jana, the other day when he come, and they told me you were so bad all the, and I began to talk to him. I said, Lord, oh, Lord, you know the problem here. And you know what and what's going on. You don't need me to tell you. But here's what I want to do. Lord, would you have mercy today and let her live? I want you to know. And Brother Paul, and you know what he done. He come right down into the room. And he took care of the problem, brother. And Brother Junior, oh, Brother Keith, every time I call on him, he's there. And you know what? I don't just call on him in the bad time, Brother Junior. And when I read this the other day, I began to call on him. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to know about this? And Brother Junior, that's what I asked him. I said, Lord, yes, he said, my servant. And he said, there are many men in this world that's preaching other gospel. And they're going to and fro, and they're trying to deceive many, Brother Junior. And I want you to know that they're deceiving many. And somebody said they're not deceiving many, but they are, Brother Kenny. And what does the Bible say, Brother Junior? Oh, Satan, he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to and fro, seeking who I want may devour. Brother Kenny, he's going to and fro, you know what? And he's got my son in his grab. Brother Lon, he's holding my son in his grab. And you know why he's holding him? Because he's a willing subject, Brother Junior. Every man and every woman that Satan's got, brother, they want to be there, Brother Junior. Somebody said they don't want to be there, but they do. And I want you to know, I'm glad and thankful, Billy Roy, that all the many years of you that I've been serving you, Brother Ron, it's been worth every dime that I spent. It's been every mile that I walk, Brother Junior. And he's been there with me. But congregation, I'm going to tell you something tonight. If there be anybody else come preaching any other gospel unto you than that you have received, I do want to bid him not Godspeed, brother, today. And then I want you to know, brother Alon, it ain't going to be long until he's going to call my name. And you know what, Brother Keith? I can't wait for that day. And you know what? When he calls my name, Brother Alon, I'm going to answer him. And you know what, Sister Sylvia? I've been waiting for you, Lord, for a long, long time. I'm ready to go home. I say so. I'm ready to go when he calls. Brother Hall, I no doubt you and Brother Paul are ready to go. And no doubt sometimes you want to go so bad. But I want to tell you, Brother Roger, you're not going to go a minute late or a minute early. Brother Roger, yes, Brother Bobby, I'm walking in the strength of the Lord. Be called Brother Kenny. He is my strength. He is everything to me. What about you tonight? If God was to come tonight into your room, Brother Fred, here's what I know Brother Fred would say. Oh, Lord, Lord, I've been waiting for you, and I'm ready to go. Brother Dog, if you come tonight into your room, and you know, the Bible said there'll be two at the meal, grinding, Brother Junior. What's going to happen, Brother Junior? One's going to be taken and the other left. You know what? If he come tonight into my room and Rita lay right there beside me, she may not even know that I'm gone. My body will still be there, Brother Junior. But you know what? The real man is already gone. So therefore, if you hear me falling, Brother Fred, don't say no sad things about me, but tell him that Terry has already gone home to see the King. And so therefore today, Brother Lon, what about the King, Brother? What about the King, Brother Junior? There's a kingdom that my King is in. And you know what? Where is the kingdom at, Brother? Brother Fred, the kingdom is within me. You know what, Brother Edward? The King is within me. The kingdom, he rules his own kingdom, Brother. And he rules it well, Brother. Brother Fred, yes, and it won't be long until I'm going to go to the eternal kingdom. Brother Fred, oh, I can't wait to get there. Brother Keith, I get so homesick for a place that I've never seen. What about that? How can you get homesick for a place you've never seen? Yesterday, Brother Fred, I'm longing for the place where the real man come from. Somebody said, you mean there's already been, where did your soul come from, Brother Junior? Where did it come from, Brother Fred? It come from God, did it not? And you know what? Where does it long to go to, Brother Junior? It longs to go back to God, Brother Buster. And you know what? Brother Fred, I'm going to get up there, and the angel's going to pet on me a little while, and they're going to talk to me real kind. Brother Doc, I won't have no more mad mouth talk to me no more. I won't have nobody speak evil of me. But you know what the Bible said today? Beware of those who all speak well of Brother Junior. I'll never have that problem. But I want you to know, I'm glad when I get there, brother, everything will be well, Brother Keith. Everything will be happy over there. So therefore, today, I'm glad and thankful, Brother Junior. They're looking for a sign, brother. But the Bible said what happened, Brother Junior. There'll be no sign given. But then that's already been given. Brother Fred, yesterday I'm living for the Lord, Brother Ron. And I'm happy in Him. I'm glad to be one of His servants. I'm glad that I was born to die. To do so, therefore, if you don't take anything else from my sermon, beware those that are preaching the rotten gospel, Brother Jim. Beware those are preaching the wrong gospel. Somebody said, where is it at, Brother Junior? It's right among us, right here, in the old red grabbed, brother. Somebody said, I don't think it's among old red grabbed, but it is, Brother Junior. It's everywhere that you go, Brother Fred. You know what? But I'm glad and thankful, brother. Even old Brother Paul, he said, I come what I thought to be unto life. What did I do? I found it to be unto death. And so therefore, Brother Lon, yesterday, brethren, he found the law to be unto death. Why did he find it that way? Because that's all it ever was, Brother Junior. The law was never nothing but death. It could not bring life. It couldn't give it to you. The best it could do. Brother Fred, I told him, I preached Sunday. I haven't forgot my sermon. I preached Sunday, Brother Junior, that the promise come to Abraham. Did it not? Did the promise come to all of those under the law that believed Christ was going to come? That it did, Brother Junior? All of those who died in the four tribes of believing that Christ was going to come, they had the promise, Brother Junior. They had the promise. Somebody said, I thought they got Christ. How could they get Him when He hadn't died yet, Brother Junior? Huh? How could they get remission for their sin from blood that ain't never been shed? But they died by the covenant believing that Christ was going to come. They believed that. They believed that, Brother Junior. And they looked forward to it coming. But today, when He died, what happened, brethren? Did His blood cover them all, Brother Junior? His blood covered them under the law and them as in the grace covenant at the same time, brethren. But nobody under the law, God bless your heart, Brother Junior. Nobody under the law got eternal life, Brother Junior.
He couldn't give it.
So therefore, today, those who died under the law, believing that Christ was going to come, received the promise. And I'm telling you right now, Brother Junior, when Abraham and Isaac were up on the mountain, brethren, and I told them, I said, and the Bible said God would prepare Himself a sacrifice. Himself, Brother Junior, not a ram in the thicket, and not everything else, but Himself, Brother Junior, which was Christ Jesus to come, brethren. Is that what it said, Brother Fred?
What it meant,
it meant Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Christ prepared Himself a sacrifice. What, did He go over and cook something? No, He did not, Brother Fred. Huh? Exactly right, Brother Junior.
He's the only one who could do it.
He's the only man that could do it. Christ Himself became our scapegoat, Brother Junior. He was the one that hung on Calvary's cross to pay the price Christ for your sin and my sin, and nobody else could do it.
Nobody could do it.
Nobody couldn't do it.
Because why, Brother Junior? How many places look for? Who was worthy to open the book and look upon them seals? How many was found worthy? Brother Harvey? How many was found worthy? Not one was found worthy.
And I wept.
And I wept. Why? Why did he weep, Brother Junior? So, brethren, today, it hinges on Jesus Christ and nothing else.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, brethren, I'm telling you, as long as I or Brother Junior and any of these preachers stand here and try to counsel you, and we allow some other doctrine come in here that other than Jesus Christ, you ought to throw us out the door.
Amen.
I don't care if they put me in jail, Brother Fred. If I stand here and allow anything else to be preached here, Brother Junior, then Christ Jesus, I am responsible.
Amen.
You are. You are responsible.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And so are you.
That's right.
And those who know the Word should live by the Word.
Absolutely.
And you brothers and sisters and all of you that know the Word are supposed to help Brother Junior and I and Brother Keith and all the rest of us. Amen. Keep Satan at bay outside the door.
Amen.
And if you don't, you are responsible too, my brethren. And you sisters are responsible too. Don't you put it all on us. You've got a job too. I know that they declare you the weaker vessel. I know all about that, brother, and I'm going to get in trouble here. But I want you to know today that God wants you to understand today that your prayers mean just as much to God as mine does.
Absolutely.
And you sisters have got no excuse not to pray.
That's right.
You've got no excuse not to pray. And you've got no excuse not to declare His Word.
Amen.
How do you declare His Word? Your very life will shine, Brother Junior, and declare His Word. I thought of you yesterday, Brother Junior. I went downstairs, or maybe day four yesterday, and I went to get some potatoes you gave me, Brother Buster, and they began to sprout. And you, I thought of you, Brother Junior. I thought of you. And I began to get them sprouts off that potato. And I fried me up four or five of them, and they was good.
Yeah.
They was good, brother. They was good. And I liked them. But I thought of you, Brother Buster. You gave them to me. And I thought of Brother Junior as him and his sisters in the tater bin sprouting them potatoes. They'll sprout come springtime. You can't keep them from it, Harley. You can't hardly keep them from sprouting where it's warm. They'll sprout. And I want to tell you something today. And when you go out there and plant that potato, even if it's just a peeling, and if it's got an eye on it, what comes forth, Brother Junior? What comes out of it, Brother Junior?
Huh?
It'll come out of there. The vine will come up. What happens to the one you plant, Brother Junior? It rots away, don't it? It rots away. You know what's going to happen to us, Brother John, when they put us in the ground? What's going to happen to us, Brother Junior? We're going to rot away. What it may change, of wheat or what, some other grain? Is that what it said, Brother Junior? Is that what it says? I didn't write it, brother. I didn't write it. Is that what it says?
There's only two seeds.
There's only two seeds, brother. Now, Abraham received the seed. Not what, Brother Junior?
Not seeds.
Not seeds, but seed, Sister Kim. What was the seed?
Christ.
It was Christ. Now, I've taught enough, I guess, and tried to preach a little while. But I want you to know, Christ is the center of all things. He will not take a back seat to you. I don't care how good a preacher you think you are. I don't care how good a Christian you think you are. You'll fall down every now and then. You'll fall down every now and then. And I'm going to tell you something. It may be good. It may be good to get in the valley every now and then. It may be good. So, Brother Junior talks many times about the timber, how it grows, the strongest timber of all, best timber of all. The other grows on the hillside where it's sunshine, grows quick, but it's not near as good. So today, I love you all. I'm thankful to have you here. Brother Buster, I'm glad you come tonight. I love you. I love you all.